弟兄姐妹朋友们，主日平安。
Dear brothers and sisters，
今天还要继续来看以赛亚书第六章，
So today we're going to continue to the chapter 6 of the book of Isaiah.
请大家打开圣经
So open the Bibles.
第六章
Chapter 6,
1-4节。
verse 1 to 4.
我们打开圣经是因为等一下我们还会看其他的经文。
So we're going to as well.
第六章1-4节，
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.
很短短的四节，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
南乌西亚王奔奔奔，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳洁净，其上有沙拉和刺里，各有六个翅膀，有两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚。两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣耀充满全地。因为呼喊者的声音震天动地。”再来做个祷告，听父母感谢你，主，你是我们的主。
Thank you, you are our God.
你的帮助，我们在现今的时代当中，我们能够看见主，你是至高的主。
In this world, that we can see that you are the God up on high.
今天我们来到你，请求主用这个意象，你的话语来充满你的心。
Today we come before you and fill us with this vision.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
充满
and to fill.
充满的意思是什么？
This means to be filled.
你把一样东西填满在一个空间里头。
So you fill something in the space.
同时呢，也可能是指着是这样的东西掌管了整个空间的气氛。
So governing the entire atmosphere.
充满。也是直到一个一样的东西支配了人的心。
And to fill also means to control one's heart.
你要充满一个空间。
To fill the space with something.
就好像水充满了海洋。
Sounds like the water fills the ocean.
神当初造这个天地的时候告诉人要生养众多满全地。
So when God created the heavens and the earth, he told man to fill the earth.
我们这个房间这个昨天是空的今天是坐满了人
So yesterday the sanctuary was empty, but today it's filled with people.
我们充满了，是直到一个空间里头，我们用一样的东西把它填满。
So to fill is to put the space, put is to fill the space with something.
神当初的创造的目的，就是要人能够充满全地。
So when God created man, it's for them to reproduce and to fill the earth.
他要他所造的这个世界呢，充满了生命。
And he wants to have this world created to be filled with life.
他不但要这个世界充满了生命，这个世界充满有他形象的生命。
He wants to have it be filled with life, but also even he wants to have the world to be filled with the life with the image of him.
我们讲到充满的时候，我们也讲到一个气氛。昨天房子空的，今天坐满的人就不一样的气氛。
Today the chapel was empty, but today it's filled with people. The atmosphere is different.
一个家里头有一个小孩，跟一个家里头有五六个小孩，不一样的气氛。
So a family was one child, it was a different atmosphere.Six children.
再来子孙那就不得了了。
If you children's children, then it's something.
当一个空间什么充满的时候，它就带来怎么样的一个气氛
something, when the space is filled with something, this thing is bringing an atmosphere with it.
我们讲到充满，我们也讲到我们的情绪。
Also talk about emotion.
我们是恐惧充满
filled with fear
所以我们做事情，我们都是担心。
So we're cautious when doing things.
当我们被怒气所充满的时候，我们看什么事情，我们都不顺眼的。
So it was once, and then you see everything else, discomfort, uncomfortable.
然后我们满心记恨，就是我们被这个仇恨所充满。
Uncomfortably crushed, so it was once.
不晓得，今天的心是什么充满了你们的心？
It's so hard today.
在我身上呢，我看到一个现象，
See something in me.
当我的生活受挫折的时候，
So when I'm frustrated in my life,
很容易把自己泡在电视前面，
to put myself before a TV,
在电脑前面
computer,
玩游戏啊。
and to play games.
当我感觉到我的生活失控的时候，我为什么玩游戏呢？
Do I play video games? Feel like that has a form of control.
因为游戏给我一种什么？我们可以控制的局面啊。
Because video games give me a sense that I'm still in control.
我这跟你们谈过，最近的现代的这个游戏是没有输赢的啊。
So, I never talked to you. The contemporary version
还是看你愿意花点时间，你就更能够往前走，是不是？
So if you spend more time, then you can move forward.
或者你花多一点钱啊，你就是更前进一点啊。
Spend more money, then you can move forward.
即便你都还有某一种的控制，
Because you have some sense of control.
在现实生活当中，事情控制不了的时候，
So, things are out of control.
人的反应也控制不了的时候，
And you cannot control people's reaction.
家庭工作的压力是让我们失控的时候。
The pressure from family, the pressure from work is getting us out of control.
很容易就跑到电脑那里，
It's very easy for us to come before the computer.
再借着游戏来填满我们内心的空洞。
Through game to fill our emptiness.
因为在游戏里头呢，我可以控制这个结果；
Because in the games, I am able to control the results.
在影片里头呢，我可以暂时逃避我的现实。
To temporarily escape from reality.
而问题就在于，这些东西好像可以填满我们的心啊。
Seems to be able to affect hearts.
它给我们的是一个虚假的、一个控制的一个感觉。
It gives us an illusion of being able to control.
可是你往这个虚拟的这个游戏里头去钻的时候，你的现实生活又失控。
The deeper you get into this illusion, the more out of control you becomes.
你的现实失控的时候，你又觉得你需要往这个游戏里头钻。
Becomes out of control to dive yourself into the virtual reality.
它就成为一个恶性的循环。
This becomes a vicious cycle.
我以前有跟你们分享过一个我们在 Kentucky 认识的一个家庭。
Shared with your family that we know in Kentucky.
他的儿子读医学院，
Their son went to medical school.
最后一年
The last year.
就快要毕业了。
It's graduated.
他在医院里头受了挫折，
It's frustrating because it's difficult in hospital.
并不是他不能毕业的挫折，
Something that prevents them from graduating.
但是他受了挫折，
It's frustrating.
他就回到家，
Something back home.
整天就待在房间里头打游戏。
Puts himself in the room playing video games.
游戏打得越多，
Games he played.
他越不可能再回去到医学院里头。
The less possible he was able to go back to medical school.
他越不可能回到他的医学院里头，他越觉得他需要在游戏里头继续的钻下去。
It's possible that he she was able to go back to school, the more he wants to just immerse himself in the video games.
我们看到他妈妈在教母的时候，他只有一个叹息。
So like his mom in the church, there she only has a sigh.
快要毕业的学生，最后一生都要靠着他妈妈继续照顾他下去。
Student who's almost graduating, still on his mom to take care of him the days of his life.
其实我们的人生很多时候也是如此。
Is sometimes like this.
当我们生活受挫折、失控的时候，
And then I was frustrated and then we were out of control.
我们不是玩游戏。
Playing video games.
这个世界告诉我们，需要更多的钱，你需要更多的成就，你需要更好的工作，你需要更高的地位。
Achievement in a higher position.
好像只要有钱多了一点，生活就能够解决。
As if you just with a little bit more money, can solve your issues.
好像事业成功的人，心里头就能够安稳。
As if you have a little bit more success in career, have peace.
收入高一点，家庭儿女未来都能够处理得好。
If you have more income, secure future kids.
所以呢，我们也开始在金钱上面来填满心里的空洞。
So we are using the money to fill the emptiness of humans.
可是现实生活当中，有很多事情是我们控制不了的。
There are things that we cannot control.
人的反应我们控制不了。
To control person from people.
孩子长大的样子啊，跟个性我们控制不了。
So many children are free again, we're not able to control.
家庭来的压力、工作的变化、未来的不确定，我们都控制不了。
Pressure from the family, the uncertainty of the creative future, there is nothing that we can control.
但是钱给我们一个我们能够控制的一个感觉，
Gives us a sense that we can control something.
因为账户里头的数字好像让我们觉得有安全。
The number in the bank account makes us feel secure.
工作的成就好像让我们觉得有价值。
Achievements in our career makes us feel that we're important.
工作我们能够掌控，结果我们也可以某个程度上的掌控。
Sense we can control the results of our work.
回到家里头，看到小孩子，发现他们是他们的人了啊！我们没有办法对他们说任何的话，我们掌控不了。
So like, okay, our kids are their people, and there's nothing that we can control them.
所以呢，我们就陷入自己陷入在工作当中。
So indulge ourselves in work.
这些东西表面上好像可以填满我们。
Superficially, these things can seem to be able to fill us.
这个虚假的一个安全感。
Give us this illusion of security.
但是钱再多，家庭的光景并不能改变。
Can control the situation of your family.
工作可以带来这个收入，却不能够代替你来教养你的儿女。
Your work can bring income, but it cannot replace the education of your children.
在生活当中，越用金钱跟成功来这个爱为自己的人生带来意义。
And the more that we use money and achievements to bring the meaning to our lives,
我们的家庭越放在后头。
The less priority we are family journalism.
你的心越被世界夺去。
Most of the children are abducted by the wind.
妻的关系越来越疏远。
Relationship between husband and wife is getting remote.
自己的心其实也越来越疲乏。
So getting remote as well.
发现这个生活失控的时候，我们就想说，我们能够做什么呢？
See, it's out of control. What can we do?
我们做的就是赚钱啊。
And the thing that we can do is to earn money.
赚钱让我们感觉到我们有一个控制的一个感觉。
这样就是 solution of being in control。
我们的心又装在这个世界里头。
Where our lives indulge in this world.
我们的生命里又没有真正的价值。
The true meaning of loveliness.
这就是以赛亚所说的一个光景。
This is a situation that Isaiah has been describing.
翻到第二章的第七节。
Turn to chapter 2, verse 7.
第二章的第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
以赛亚书第二章第七节。跟第八节
Chapter 2 verse 7 and 8
我们一起来念
Three together
他们的国满了金银财宝也无穷他们的地满了马匹车辆也无数他们的地满了偶像他们跪拜自己所造的就是自己指头所做的这个经文讲到说地满了金银啊，财宝
The scripture is talking about the land is filled with silver and gold.
有满了偶像。
Filled with idols.
这些都是自己手所造的。
And these are all the land.
他们自己手所造了之后，他们就欣赏自己手所造的。
The works of their hand, they are worshipping the work of their hand.
像就是说你把它给神给取代了。
And the idols is referring to something that is to replace God.
说这一切都是我们自己努力来的。我们解读自己，我们欣赏自己。
Just our exalted parents.
我们也告诉小孩子，以后你要出人头地，让人家里能佩服你。
We also tell the children, just work hard so in future people to you.
当人离开神的时候
，They depart from God.
整个。生命的优先次序颠倒了，错误的这个爱，错误的安全，错误的价值给充满。以赛亚说他们的地满了金银财宝。
Isaiah is talking about their land is filled with silver and gold and treasure。
不是只是说他们有钱。
It's not just referring to that they're wealthy.
是说到经营成他们的安全感。
It's talking about their silver and gold becomes their security.
经营成他们衡量生命的标准。
Silver and gold becomes the standard that they are used to their lives.
我们中国人的父母也是差不多。
So these Chinese parents are very similar.
我们小孩子读什么专业，我们马上想那个能够赚多少钱。
So that children choose, we need to think about, okay, how much money is that going to bring to you?
我们金银来衡量一切。
So we are going to measure everything.
什么有价值，什么值得牺牲，什么值得追求。
It's worthy of sacrifice, and what is worthy of pursuit.
答案都是看他能不能够给你带来更多的收入，更高的地位。
The answer is always if it can bring income. Position.
今天我的话讲的比较多哈。
So I'm being talkative today.
我等一下会进到经文里头。
To talk about the scripture for sure.
这个世界观也进入到我们的家庭。
So it's penetrated into our home.
养育儿女本来是神托付父母的一个荣耀的呼召。
Seeing children is a glorious calling to the parents from God.
在家中，神的话，把神的真理，把神的敬畏传到下一代。
We're supposed to teach our children the truth of God, the word of God to the next generation.
当钱变成最高的标准的时候
，It's the highest standard.
养育儿女变成是次要的。
Seeing the children become secondary.
年轻人结婚的时候，马上不会想要生小孩。
The first step is to have children.
是想说我们要这个社会上稳定，所谓的稳定是用钱来衡量的。
So for society, which is measured by how much money you have.
我是马来西亚来的，是马来西亚里头的三老越人。
有一种，对。
三老越州啊，
OK，
有三个 OK，from Sarawak State 啊，之前中国大陆来的，去了这个马来西亚的三老越州。
so I met a person come from China going to Sarawak State.
他经历了之后呢，他就说：“我们中国人最好的传统呢，现在只有在马来西亚的沙，对不起，新马的底下讲什么，在沙劳越州看到啊。
Talk about this tradition from China is can be seen in the Josephine state. I'm sorry for you. So I used to know Josephine.
他的意思是什么呢？他是说，他当然是每一个家庭都一大堆的小孩啊。
Just mean because every family is filled with a huge group of children.
中国人的这个对家庭的一个传统是生养众多啊。
Traditional Chinese concept is to have as many children as you can.
这些中国人是有钱的啊。
These Chinese people are wealthy
但是他们喜欢生，
to reproduce.
小孩子很多。
Have so many children.
我是家里最小的第五个，
Youngest number five.
但是还有很多，他们生很多的。
But so many other families who have just so many children.
但是很多时候，我们后来都用金钱来衡量一切。
Time we use money to evaluate everything.
就觉得留在家里头是没有价值的。
Thinking that staying at home has no value.
特别是你还大学毕业，甚至博士生毕业，还做了博后之后，你还留在家里头教养儿女的话，是没有价值的。
Especially graduate from undergrad, graduate degree, or master's degree, or graduate school, PhD, and even postdoc. And if you stay at home to raise children, there's no value of your education.
慢慢的，在这个世界的价值里头，养育儿女是一个羞耻的事情。
So, this world to raise up children is something stigmatized.
留在家中照顾孩子、养育孩子是没有成就的事，
Staying at home and raising children has no value.
把时间给家里，看着是一个浪费、才干。
Giving time to the family is seen as a waste.
父母如果为了小孩调整事业、收入、生活方式，会被人家问这个值得吗？
Parents are willing to adjust their lifestyle or income curve. Question about the parents mostly.
在神的眼中，儿女是耶和华神所赐的产业。
In the eye of the Lord, the children are the inheritance.
你愿意放下工作，教养儿女，从小经历主，不是低等的工作。
To sacrifice your career. And to raise children from their womb. This is not a secondary career.
是神圣的托付。
This is a holy calling.
提示我们今天，我们的心被这个世界充满了。
Sure is that our heart is filled the world.
到以赛亚书第五章30节。
So let's go to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 30.
章三十节在那里。最后的后半段，人若望地，只见黑暗艰难；光明在云中，便为昏暗。
The second half of the verse, and if one looks to the land, behold, darkness and distress, and the light is darkened by its clouds.
在罪跟罪的审判当中，我们只看见黑暗。
In the sin and judgment of sin, the only thing that we see is darkness.
甚至光明在这个云中也认为昏暗。
It becomes darkness in this cloud.
就在这样的黑暗当中，第六章，我们来到第六章， 第一节讲到说，当乌西亚王奔的那年，我进主坐在高高的宝座上。
Coming to chapter 6, in the evening, the king of Zion died. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up.
原来地上的这个王奔了之后，天上的王仍然掌权。
Despite the death of the earthly king, the heavenly king is still in power.
来看这个第二、第三、第四节，
So, verse 2, 3, and
这里有三个充满。
Three thoughts.
第一、第三、第四，我们一起来念。
Three together.
其上有沙拉伯次女，各有。你不满者的生命，敏感的。啊，第一个充满是在第一节哈。
So the first sentence in verse one.
我见主在坐在高高的宝座上，衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
I see the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
第一个充满是至高的充满。
First of all is the supreme, the highest of all.
在至高的宝座，坐在至高宝座的这位主，他的衣裳下垂，遮满圣殿。
So, who is sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, the train of his robe filled the temple.
在这里，我们看到他。这个以赛亚不单只是看到有至高的主，高高的坐在宝座上，他看见这样的一个光景是充满在神的圣殿里头。
Has filled the temple.
真正的王并没有。
The true king has not died.
真正的宝座并不是空的。
The true throne is empty.
而主的掌权不单只是有个影子在那里，而是充满着圣殿。
It's not just a shadow. It's filling the temple.
充满不是缺乏。
To fill is not to be empty.
充满不是减少。
And to fill is not to reduce.
每一个信主的人，我们都要来到神面前，让我们能够。让我们的内心充满着这个知识。
Every one of us who believes in the Lord wants to come before Him to let us be filled with knowledge.
我们都需要充满这样的一个认识啊。
To be filled with the seeing.
让我们能够真的知道我们的主在掌权。
Truly that is in control.
很多时候，我们不能够先寻求神的国和神的义，是因为我们心里头很多的忧虑。
Time that we cannot seek His kingdom first, seek His righteousness first, is because there are so many worries in our hearts.
我们心里头有很多忧虑，我们因为是我们把钱的价值看得太重了。
So too high of money.
掌权的主。
Forgot that there is the king in power.
所以耶稣对门徒说：“你不要忧虑吃什么，穿什么。”
So that's what Jesus told his disciples to not worry about to eat and to drink.
草。
And look at the lilies in the valley.
神怎么样养活
？God raised them.
神怎么样给他装饰
？Decorated them.
你看天上的鸟。
The birds in the sky.
如果你明白这一切。
If you know these,
的心能够被这位掌权、至高掌权的主所充满。
It is going to be filled with this God lifted up on high.
你就能放下你的忧虑。
Shall I praise?
你可以先求他的国和他的义。
Seek his kingdom and righteousness first.
凡事按着他的心意、他的原则而活。
To live according to all his rules and all his commandments.
不能保证你，当你按神的原则而活的时候，不没有困难。
Can I guarantee that you don't have any difficulties when you live according to these principles?
但是如果你认识这位至高掌权的主
，If you do know this God who is in control,
心被他所充满
Spoke by him.
他至高掌权的那样的一个认知所充满。
And to be filled with the knowledge of him,
你晓得，你在他的手中，你不需要惧怕。
To be in his hand, and there's nothing to fear.
第二个充满。
Second.
第二个充满，是讲到这个神他圣洁的荣光的充满。
It's talking about his whole glory.
第二、第三节那里讲到说，撒拉非彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
Verse 2 and 3 is talking about seraphims talking to each other. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with his glory.
你看这个五章三十节的时候，他才刚说荣光地只见。
To verse 30 of chapter 5, it's still saying, and if it looks to the land, behold, darkness and distress.
但是来到第六章的时候，他在从神里来看这个全地的时候，这个天使讲了他的荣光充满全地。
Coming to chapter 6, when he's talking about his glory, it's filling the earth, and the angels are saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory.
我们在地上的眼睛看见的是黑暗。
Our inner eyes are seeing the darkness.
是在神面前的敬拜者看见的是荣耀。
The worshippers before the Lord are seeing glory.
这不是否定说地上有罪恶。有偶像，有不义。
This is not to deny that there is evil. God is something.
但是，这乃是让我们认识到，虽然如此
，It's remarkable. In spite of these,
我们圣洁的主仍然在掌权。
He's still in power.
权力仍然属于我们的神。
He still belongs to our God.
仍然在他的掌管之下。
And this is still under his control.
仍然充满他的荣耀。
This earth is still filled with his glory.
神呢，他不是只是教会的神。
Just the God of the church.
他也是全地的主。
So does the entire earth.
他也是你实验室的君王。
He's also the king of your Lord.
他也是你公司的神。
He's also the God of your company.
他不是在美国而已。
He's not only just in the United States.
他也在台湾。
He's also in Taiwan.
在中国。
In China.
在马来西亚。
马来西亚。
还有新加坡。
This is Singapore.
还有什么其他的国家要讲的啊？
Just the rest.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
我们不晓得问题会怎么解决，但是我们可以让我们的心被神所充满。第三个充满是神的殿充满着烟云。
The house of the Lord is filled with smoke.
记得出埃及记最后一章最后一节的话。
The last chapter, the last verse of Exodus.
当他们会幕造起来的时候
，So after they had built the tabernacle,
神的荣耀降临的时候
，So the descent of God's glory.
整个会幕充满了这个烟云。
The entire tabernacle was filled with smoke.
第三个充满是同神同在的充满。
The form is the presence of God.
烟云显明着神的圣洁。他的同在
demonstrates the holiness of God and then the presence of God.
你读到五章三十节的时候，你翻一下那个刚刚你读的那经文里头啊，他讲的是什么
？Let's go to chapter verse 30.
他讲的是说，那个地上的这个黑暗，停在云中啊，在云中也不容易昏暗。
It's talking about the darkened by its clouds.
但在这里第四节有另一个烟云啊，
There's a different kind of cloud.
这个云朵充满了整个圣所。
This cloud has filled the entire temple.
It's trying
to tell you of the presence of God.
To come
before and to see our
要让这个世界的价值、金钱跟虚假的这个控制欲充满了你的心。
The angst of the root and the emotion that is control other to control your heart.
乃是要让神来充满你的生命。
To God to fill your life.
让他的主权来充满你的眼光。
His sovereignty to fill your eye.
让他的圣洁来充满你的心，让你的心渴慕他的圣洁。
His holiness to fill your heart so that your heart can do his holiness.
让他的同在充满着你的生命，让你晓得有主在我的船上。
His presence can fill your life so that you guide on your boat.
章结束之后来到第七章。
So after the end of chapter 6, we come to chapter 7.
第七章有一个王叫亚哈斯。
So in chapter 7, there is a king who stands in us.
他邻国起来，亚兰跟以法莲要来打他这个犹大国的时候，亚哈斯王就是犹大王。
So, several countries, Syria and also Israel, they are coming to war against Ahaz.
当邻国两个国家这个联合起来要打犹大国的时候，亚哈斯跟他的百姓心里头都跳动，好像林中这个树被摇动。
So Ahaz and the entire country of Judah, their hearts are pounding, just like the deer in the forest.
周五的时候风很大，是不是
？So there's a huge gust of wind and thunder.
有一棵树就倒在这个Pontiac Trail 上面啊。
So one of the trees actually fell on Pontiac Trail.
那这里讲到说，亚哈斯跟百姓的心跳动，好像林中的树摇动，甚至像前天一样的话都倒下来了。
So it's talking about that. The heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook as the trees in the forest shaken before the wind.
亚哈斯看着整个局势，他是看到威胁跟危机。
So when Ahaz was seeing the environment, seeing that he saw is crisis difficulties.
他看未来，他只看到黑暗。
Tries to see to the future, he don't see darkness.
以赛亚来对王说：“你来跟神求，求一个预兆。”
Isaiah came to the king and said, "Ask a sign from the Lord."
王不愿意求。
King is to do so.
王不愿意让神他的意象来充满他的心。
The king refused to have the vision from God to fill his heart.
以赛亚对他说：“你要谨慎安静，不要害怕。”
Isaiah said, "You have to be quiet and do not be afraid."
亚哈斯说：“我不求啊。”
Isaiah said, "Don't ask."
我不试探耶和华。
To test the Lord.
听起来很敬虔。
Sounds very pious, right?
很多我们基督徒都晓得怎么回答这个人家讲的话。
As Christians, we answer other people's remarks.
我在教会做牧师做久了，我发现这个有时候劝弟兄姐妹都晓得标准答案要怎么牧师打发掉。
Responses from them to send me
a 牧师转过身，比如说啊，今天劝对人了啊。
Generally, thank you very much.Today, I probably have exhorted some person.
弟兄姐妹转过身，继续做他们已经准备好要做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, don't turn around and continue doing what they have already planned.
亚哈斯是这样的一个王。
So, Ahaz is such a king.
他没有让神来充满他的心。
Feels to have God to fill his heart.
他不让神来介入他的决定。
Fixed to have God intervening in his decision.
甚至神来求他，他也都不稀罕。
God was come to back him. He's not listening.
我们的心到底被什么所充满？
It's filled our hearts.
我们是否认识我们的主是至高的主、圣洁的主？
Do we recognize that God is a supreme God, a holy God?
他只是知道而已。来到神面前，让他来充满我们的心。
To come before him, to have God to fill our hearts.
在我服侍当中遇到的困难里头，不是说很多事情只是靠知识就能解决的。
Through some obstacles, can I solve everything with your knowledge?
很多事情我们都知道要怎么样的反应，
Saying, how should we react?
但是我们需要规划更多的时间来到神面前祷告。我们来到神面前挣扎，挣扎到一个地步，到他的这个荣能够充满我们的心。
So we have to come before him to pray and to struggle to a point that he is going to come and to fill our hearts.
我们跟神求。
Seek the Lord.
求神来充盈我们的内心，好让我们能够看见他的荣耀。
Is going to fill our hearts so that we can see his glory.
不要用世界的这个价值来走我们的一生。
So we don't According to the value of this world,
求主来帮助我们。
it's going to help us.
我们有些人要去找工作，可能。
Some of us are going to are seeking jobs.
有些人可能有小孩在家里头，
Some of us have children at home.
可能小孩子，有些人小孩都大了，在想我们退休的时候要做什么。
Some of us are we have adult children and we're thinking about What to do after we retire?
这些问题，圣经都有答案。
Answers, all these answers are in the Bible.
我相信今天，如果你说你要来讲一篇道理，你也知道该怎么讲。
Truly believe that if you are asked to preach a sermon, you can do it.
但是我们很多时候，我们还是计划我们自己的。
I'm still planning our own plan.
神的话，讲神的话，我们继续计划我们自己的。
So we're going to keep talking. Still playing.
我们要让神的荣耀来充满我们的心，
Seems to have God's glory to fill our hearts.
让我们认识到真的要在他荣耀里头看见那一个荣耀的光。
To understand that we should see His glory through the lens of glory.
来改变我们的价值，
To have His glory to change our value system.
让他的荣耀改变我们的计划，
And to have his glory to change our plans.
让他的荣耀改变我们的脚步。
And to have his glory to change our plans.
我们求主来帮助我们，
The problem is going to help us.
我们一起来做个祷告。天父，我们感谢你主，你是荣耀的主。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, God.
不要让这一个荣耀的真理啊，只是一个知识在我们的心中。
This glory just stay as a message in our hearts.
让它成为一个充满我们心的一个真实。
This glory and reality that fills our hearts.
在我们的聪明里头，我们能够往前走。
That in this room we can move forward.
我们晓得主，你是主。
To be proud.
我们周围的环境在怎么样的改变？我们的父神，他永远是那荣耀掌权的主。
Of how our environment changes, our Heavenly Father, God, you are the Lord.
也帮助我们能够坚定按着你的心意而走，
To be determined to walk according to your will,
按你的心意而改变。
and to change according to your will.
求主你帮助我们在座每一个的弟兄姐妹，
As everyone of brothers and sisters.
让我们能够定睛仰望你。
Can fix our eye upon you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求，
Jesus' name we pray.
阿门。
Amen.